From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
I gave my daughter, Sarah, a Christian cross the other day. Not on purpose. I'm Jewish. It came as a prize from a gumball machine Sarah and I frequent in Pacifica. She'd put her quarter in, spun the dial, popped open the small plastic bubble, and put the cross around her neck before I even noticed. "What's this?" she asked. "A cross," I said, and left it at that. Like most of her cheap toys, I knew it'd be forgotten the next day. I examined the gumball machine. There was no indication that it sold religious objects or that it was sponsored by a church. It might actually be fun to take your chances on a grab bag of spiritually oriented items, a tiny prayer rug, a dreidel, or maybe a plastic bubble containing nothing for the Buddhists. But to pay 2 bits in the expectation that your kid will get a plastic ring or Scooby-Doo sticker and receive Christianity's primary object doesn't sit right. We're surrounded by religious, commercial, and social messages. San Francisco's cityscape alone features St. Mary's Cross, City Hall's Dome, and the Transamerica Pyramid. But increasingly, we're being proselytized from unexpected sources. Products are strategically placed in movies and television shows. Politicians pay to be included in purported news stories. Hipsters are given free sneakers. Though the ability to hype may have reached hyperspeed, this isn't a new phenomenon. As Christian legend has it, the devil wears many faces. Our job is to recognize him, whatever his disguise. And in the end, we're the ones who name the devil. We give things their meaning, whether it be instilling power in a given object or making sense of a politician's pitch. And maybe, in our message-laden world, that's how we should approach most communication. The next time something unexpected pops out of life's gumball machine, a political message dressed up as a Hollywood film, or a politician's latest policy proposal floated by a respected news commentator, I'll take it at face value. After all, in the presence of complete ignorance about Christianity, a cross is just a piece of jewelry. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.